you missed On the Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lynn. Only on Money FM 89.3.
Big question. How important is supplier diversity to corporations? In the US, this helps ensure business suppliers include small business enterprises, minority-owned business enterprises, and women's business enterprises, among other categories. And one non-profit organization, WE Connect International, wants to ensure that women-owned businesses can get fair access to corporate and public sector procurement opportunities. Last week, it launched the Women's Business Enterprise Certification in Singapore. It's a formal verification for businesses that are at least 51% owned, managed, and controlled by one or more women. Joining us on the line to tell us more is Nancy Swartout, the ExxonMobil's Global Sustainable Procurement Manager. Welcome, Nancy, to The Curve. Today, women-owned businesses earn less than 1% of money spent on vendors by large corporations and governments. Why is it so difficult for women-owned businesses to secure contracts with multinational corporations?
Well, thank you very much for allowing me to be on the program today. I think the problem is not necessarily that it's hard for women to get business with multinationals, but it's really hard for companies that are not other multinational companies. Anybody that's a little bit smaller or doesn't have a global reach, it's a lot harder for those businesses to break into multinational supply chains. So that's why a company like ExxonMobil makes a special outreach to minority-owned businesses, women-owned businesses, and really makes that special effort to include them in our supply chain.
Yeah, can you share a little more, Nancy, about what diversifying your supply chain has really meant in terms of the corporation's efforts?
Well, ExxonMobil firmly believes in inclusion and diversity in all areas of our business, so certainly around our workforce, and we want to extend that into our supply chain as well. So having a broader view and including more diversity of thought and perspectives into our supply chain really brings us value, gives us innovation, creativity. Sometimes those businesses have a different cost structure, so they can bring us cost savings that we may not have access to otherwise. So it really does bring us value.
So what do you think, Nancy, can really be done to close this gender gap? Because there is a gap there.
Well, a lot of multinational corporations, not just ExxonMobil, are joining partners like We Connect International, where they're making this special effort. And I think that's really is what it's going to take. Corporations have such big buying power that large corporations making that effort is really going to make a step change in creating opportunities for diverse businesses and especially women-owned businesses.
Can you share why working with women-owned businesses is of particular importance to ExxonMobil?
As I mentioned, you know, really this diversity of thought and perspective really enables us to get the very best in our supply chain. We're always looking for the best suppliers in whatever markets we're in. We go wherever the oil and gas may be discovered. We always make a special effort to look for local suppliers. And then beyond that, a special effort around engaging women-owned businesses.
But shouldn't suppliers be considered really on merit first, above anything else?
Oh, absolutely. So the women that are in our supply chain have to win their business. They need to be technically qualified. They need to have good safety records. But again, it's really hard to get into our supply chains. It's hard to navigate inside large corporations and find the right buyers. And so the group that I manage really helps women-owned businesses meet the right people, get in front of the decision makers, and then they must compete and win that business, which they're able to do and able to win and provide value to us.
Nancy, why is ExxonMobil partnered with We Connect International, and what has this partnership brought to the table?
Oh, We Connect International is a fantastic partner for us. They provide registration, so they enable us to first identify women-owned businesses. Then they provide certification on top of that, so we don't have to worry that we may not be dealing with a bona fide woman-owned business. They provide that certification, that assurance that when we engage with these women-owned businesses, they are bona fide women-owned and controlled businesses. And so they do a lot of that activity for us. They make it really easy for us to engage with women-owned businesses. And then beyond that, they provide a lot of education to the women-owned businesses, capacity building. It helps them grow and become stronger and more viable partners for us. So we've partnered with We Connect International since 2011. We serve on their board of directors. We have advisory council members in 7 countries, and we just think they're a wonderful partner for us.
And just looking at the bigger picture, Nancy, do you think these kind of initiatives also help put women on important positions at the top across the board?
I do. I think once I go around inside ExxonMobil and talk to our women executives about the program, they get very engaged, and they start lending their time and their expertise to these organizations as well. So, I think empowering women in all areas is important. The other thing that these women-owned businesses historically do is they give back to their communities. So they reinvest in their children's education, they give back to their communities, they hire more local workforce, and so all of that really drives benefit into the communities, potentially makes a better, stronger labor pool for us going forward.
Terrific to hear. Thank you for joining us. Nancy Swartout there, ExxonMobil's Global Sustainable Procurement Manager. We've been finding out more about nonprofit organization We Connect International. Last week, it launched the Women's Business Enterprise Certification in Singapore, formal verification for businesses that are at least 51% owned, managed, or controlled by one or more women.